The 75th anniversary of the United Nations peacekeeping is taking place today. Now, Radio Miraya will carry live proceeding of the event, which will be held at the United Nations House this morning. Now, after our 9 a.m. news bulletin, right now, I'm glad to be joined by another peacekeeper who is here with me in the studio to share his experiences with us. And so, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me here. And at the outset, I also congratulate all the peacekeepers and for their valiant jobs all over the world. And also I want to congratulate all the members of the UN for their success over the world.
Thank you. And you are from Bangladesh, yes?
Exactly.
Yes. Your name is...
I'm Major Tanvir.
I'm from
Bangladesh Army.
Absolutely. All right, just briefly tell us about your work and how does it relate to peacekeeping.
Well, actually this is my second time in United Missions, and earlier I was deployed in MINUSMA, that is in Mali, 2016. So this was, I had a good experience there, and now I am in UNMISS since 27 January of this year, and I am posted here as Military Liaison Officer, in short MLO. And deployed in Central Equatorial State and Juba site.
All right. Now, how has been your experience so far as a peacekeeper here in South Sudan?
Well, regarding experience, before I am telling about the experience, let me shortly describe about my job description.
Yes, go ahead.
And as a military liaison officer, actually, we are known as the mission expert and also the eyes and ears of UNMISS. In doing so, actually, we have to do the patrols, the short-distance patrol or long-duration patrols, and also dynamic air patrols. If we go more specifically regarding our role, that is to conduct and can conduct of patrols and also to observe, monitor and report breach on security, humanitarian requirements, and also abuses of human rights. So our main goal is to support the UN and also following the UN mandates that is also already set for UNMISS. So in doing so, we have to go many places, including remote areas. We go there and also collect information. We do the key leadership engagement. And through all this, we collect information and provide to the related stakeholders. Now I am going to the experience, and that is actually mixed with both bitter and sweet. So let me talk about the sweet part first.
Let's get the sweet part. Obviously.
The best part of working in UNMISS is that the people of Sudan, South Sudan, are very welcoming. Whenever we go to remote areas, they welcome us wholeheartedly. They are very friendly. And whenever we do the KLEs, that key leadership engagement, we get a warm welcome from there. And as a Bangladeshi, I just want to share one experience. I was there in EA for 1 month in the month of April. And that is out very far from this city, that area. So I didn't know that anyone there will know about Bangladesh. So once I went there for doing that key leadership engagement, and he said that, hey, Bangla. I mean, Bangla Bhalobashi. This is a Bangla word. It means, hey, Bangladeshi guy, I love Bangladesh. I felt very good. Actually, I want to give this credit to my predecessors who worked before, and they have established this repo. And actually, I am Major Tanvir here, actually, but I am not Major Tanvir only here. I am representing my country. So whatever I do, actually, that will portray the picture of my country. And surely my predecessors, they have portrayed something good. So one of the people from South Sudan told that, Ami Bangla Bhalobashi, that means I love Bangladesh.
Oh, that's great. The bitter part?
Well, that is also in EA. I was in a long-duration patrol in Lanya County. There was some workshop planned and also election that was organized by Civil Affairs Division. And we were there for 5 days. So on the second day, once the workshop started, that is close to SSPDF Brigade and the office of the County Commissioner, and just in the mid of the day, around 11 or 12 at that time, from that location, approximately 200 meters. I was there and I could see exactly what happened. Cattle herders, actually, there was some shooting and two people were killed on the place, on the instant. They were shot in the close distance, just point blank range, and they were shot dead. And that rebel, or I should call that, they took all the cattle from there, and they were just vanished, because just after that incident, SSPDF, they have sent their soldiers there to occupy that place and see what happened, but they didn't find any.
All right. That's indeed a very bitter experience there. Now, Bangladesh is way, way far from here.
Yes.
And now you're serving here in the United Nations peacekeeping mission, of course, in South Sudan. What was your inspiration when you decided to leave home to come all the way to serve people in South Sudan?
Well, number one inspiration is that my job in the military, I am serving for last 16 years, so I have joined military to serve for the people. That is for sure. And so from the very early stage of my childhood, I always wanted to work for my country and work for the people. So, and during the process of my training, actually, it was inherent in my skill or quality that was I have to work for the people. And when I was selected for the mission in South Sudan, that was for the first time. Yeah, you know, there is a called fear of unknown, that I do not know anything about it. But then once I was selected, I was trained for it, I learned about it, and I was very confident, okay, whenever I will go there, I can do something good. And I had already one experience in Mali, so I was sure that, okay, I can give my best out there. And I was selected as military liaison officer, so I have the opportunity to go on ground, meet the people, and that excites me a lot.
Yes, and today is the 75th anniversary, of course, of United Nations peacekeeping. What does this day mean to you as an individual?
It means a lot. It means a lot because this peacekeeping, it speaks about many things. It speaks about unity. It speaks about peace consolidation. Humanity, it speaks about ensuring humanitarian rights. It speaks about many things. It means a lot because it is the hope for the people who are in danger. Especially if we talk about UNMISS, South Sudan, it's a very new country. We all know. And it was it got her independence in 2011. And since then, there are some instability due to many reasons. There are some incidents that some intercommunal clash, some political instability, it happened there since 2011. Then the UNMISS, they came here to establish the peace. And as per the mandate, our main job is to protect the civilians. So once we worked on ground to protect the civilians, we are the hope for the civilians who are in danger. So it means a lot that these peacekeepers, they are sacrificing their family, their country, and everything. They are away from their home to work for the people and to ensure the protection of the civilians. It means a lot. So this special day reminds all of us that this is a special day for the special people who are working relentlessly all over the world, where there is a need. We are there for the people. So this is a special day, and we will continue this peacekeeping process until it is stabilized.
All right. And just take us through some of, the challenges that peacekeepers go through every day as they try to serve.
Okay, if we talk about the challenges, there are many, but I will highlight just a few. That is in perspective of South Sudan. And that is an ongoing conflict, that South Sudan has been a state of conflict since 2011, and the conflict continues to pose a major challenge to peacekeepers. While the peacekeepers are mandated to protect the civilians, we often find ourselves caught in the middle of the conflict and thereby making it difficult to carry out our duties. Another point is that the resource limitation. While operating in South Sudan, there are limited infrastructures and resources which make it difficult for the peacekeepers to operate in this area. There are access restrictions due to the clash between some community. In some part of the South Sudan, there are access restrictions. And therefore, it makes it difficult for peacekeepers to carry out our duties and protect the civilians in that area. Mm-hmm. And finally, the main challenges as military observer I face, that is the terrain and the weather condition here. Yeah. Here, the weather is very unpredictable. Sometimes it rains continuously, and that actually poses very difficulties because it also damages the terrain condition. Mm-hmm. Since we go by road, we have to go to the remote places, and all the places you will not find any road over there. So we get stuck mm-hmm. in the middle. We cannot move further. But as our responsibility is to go to the areas and collect the information, mm-hmm. it hampers a lot due to the terrain and the weather.
All right.
So these all are the major challenges we face.
Yes, Abil, thank you so much for coming to Mirage Studios. But just before you go, what could you tell a person who would like to be a peacekeeper?
Well, in this case, I have some suggestion for the peacekeepers who like to be peacekeepers. Mm-hmm. And like encouraging others to become peacekeepers, it will be a powerful way to support the mission. Mm-hmm. And as a peacekeeper, we have to raise awareness. We have to help educate others about the importance of UNMISS. Mm-hmm. And the role of peacekeepers play in promoting peace and security in South Sudan. And also, we have to share our personal experience so that it encourages the others to be a peacekeepers. They get some motivation to join the peacekeeping operation as peacekeepers, mm-hmm. and they will get some also courage to go. Okay, maybe I already told that is there is something called fear of unknown. So mm-hmm. it will go if we share our experiences.
All right,
it is not dangerous.
All right, Major Tabir, yeah. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time. How do you say thank you in Bangladesh?
Dhonnobad.
Dhonnobad.
Yes.
Dhonnobad to you.
Dhonnobad to you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you. And happy Peacekeepers Day again. And have a nice day. Thank
you all. Likewise. Happy Peacekeepers Day.